This is your wake-up call. It is possible to have a discussion about leadership in the same sentence with the wonderful Wizard of Oz. And I know it seems strange, but the adventures of Dorothy from Kansas to the Emerald City and back again does provide a platform for leadership discussion and lessons. Yesterday, we learned about Dorothy's leadership lesson number one. Be aware of what is happening in your environment. Dorothy was out playing with Toto and just wasn't paying attention. She missed the gathering storm clouds, the increase in wind, stationary objects moving, or the calls for safety. Leaders must be vigilant. They must be aware of activity and action going on around them. Wake up and read the weather report. Otherwise, you might be caught in a whirlwind unawares. That's exactly what happened to Dorothy. Before she realized it, she was caught up in a whirlwind. Auntie Em and Uncle Henry made the storm cellar, but Dorothy was caught by the storm trying to retrieve Toto. Here's Dorothy leadership lesson number two. Never get so far away that you cannot get back to safety in time. Anne Fisher writes in her book, "If my career is on the fast track, where do I get a roadmap? Surviving and thriving in the real world of work." She talks about the zebra rule. She writes, "It's the zebra at the edge of the herd that gets singled out by the lion." And so you have to arm yourself with the latest map of your office or workplace so you can successfully navigate the issues. Align yourself with others. Get in the loop so that you won't be caught unawares, not paying attention to the signs and things that are happening in your environment. We've all known leaders, men and women, who were not paying attention in their lives and got caught up in a whirlwind. Before they realized, they were fired, burnt out, pregnant, addicted, overdrawn, or were so far away they couldn't get to safety in time because of a dog. The whirlwind, the cyclone, lifted the house from the ground. It was caught in the vortex, tossing all of its contents around. When the house landed, Dorothy was deposited in a place she did not recognize. Dorothy's defining moment was this unreal situation. Everything was different in the Land of Oz. There was a different cast of characters, a different culture from Kansas prairie life. There was a different language, rules, and policies. Her mentors, Auntie Em and Uncle Henry, were no longer there to protect her. Her home was destroyed, and she was left without a credit card, without email, cell phone, fax machine, no Twitter, no Facebook, no MySpace, no Starbucks either. There was a new power structure in place that did not include her. All she had was the dog. Dorothy committed an irreversible act. You've got to be careful when you land. There are times when we are caught in a whirlwind. It may be a mess of our own making, or we may be an innocent bystander, but when the wind dies down and things settle down, watch out where you land. I tell you, she killed the Wicked Witch of the East, and the witch's sister, the Wicked Witch of the West, would surely take revenge. This all could end up very nasty and cost Dorothy more than she was willing to give. Toto, we're not in Kansas anymore. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. You can read about all of the Dorothy lessons from the wonderful Wizard of Oz in my book, Strength in the Struggle, published by Pilgrim Press. Go on. Now have a blessed day in the Lord.